Good morning. Welcome to Community Voice. I'm your host, Josh Engel. Today is Thursday, August 8th, and we are brought to you today by Tanner Health System and Oak Mountain Academy. We're also live streaming today's program, our episode with Dan Dixon with Carroll County Recovers. There's Dan giving a wave to the cameras. We are live streaming today, so if you have any questions, comments, or kudos to our guests, please feel free to hop in the chat, throw those in there, and I'll keep an eye on that so we can read them out to the guest. Today, our guest is Dan Dixon with Carroll County Recovers. We're going to be talking about a pretty awesome event coming up on September 5th, the Georgia Recovers and Communities Business and Recovery event. They're going to bring the bus out, but I'm going to let Dan tell all about that, all the details. But why don't we start first with you, Dan. Dan, good morning, man.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Well, we're proud to have you. Thank you for waking up bright and early joining us.
Yes. It's a good morning. I'm impressed your voice just got deeper as we started this conversation.
People have said that. Yeah, people have said that. And I never noticed it. And then it's like, they turn the radio voice on.
Yeah. It was really good.
Gentleman from Flex TC brought that up.
Yeah. Thank y'all for having me, though.
Man, of course. And this is a great event to talk about. I think you were mentioning it's been about a year since we brought you on air. Mm-hmm. Well, why don't we start with you? For folks at home who may not have tuned into the previous program, tell us a bit about you and a bit about your role with Carroll County Recovers.
Sure. So, my name is Dan Dixon. I am a person in long-term recovery. And what that means for me is that it's been almost 12 years since I've had the need to take any mood or mind-altering substances to change the way I think, feel, and act.
Good for you, man.
Yes, 12 years. Thank you. And so the gift of recovery has given me everything I ever dreamed of. I mean, I got married, I've had a kid, we moved back to my hometown. I love my town, and it felt like for years I was never going to make it back here. And now I'm a taxpaying citizen in this county, which is just crazy to me. And so recovery has just been really good to me. And then Carroll County Recovers is a business that I started back in 2021. And it's just an addiction recovery counseling, recovery coaching. We just want to do all we can to support people who just have been impacted by this disease of addiction. And we want to help people get better. And so that's kind of what I do right now. I work in Noonan is a good bit of my job. I work on the weekends. I mean, I work in recovery 7 days a week. So it's just what I love to do. It keeps me going.
Well, could you speak a bit to just the nature of substance abuse? I mean, because I think people have this misconception when they think about substance abuse. They think it's only the guy walking down the street with the plastic bag, you know, in the tank top, or walking down the side of the road.
Well, I think part of the thing, and that comes with the stigma, right? So we associate addiction with that. We associate addiction with the dude who just robbed your house, and we associate addiction with a dude that can't leave the liquor store and just goes in and out all the time. But what we forget is that addiction affects everybody. Addiction is in our schools. It's in our churches. It's in our mainstream media. I mean, it's anywhere you look. But the beauty of addiction is that there's a whole different other side that is recovery, that people can and do get better. My example, I'm just one. I'm just a guy who was willing to come on and say, hey, there's more than just this lifestyle of living on the streets or in the liquor stores or in the trap house or whatever it is. We pay taxes. We cook your food. We drive your Uber cars. We're involved in all facets of society because we can get better. And so addiction really, we have such a mindset of what it was, but the reality is addiction has shifted in the last probably 20 or so years. It's very different. So you're seeing kids with these struggles. You're seeing, teenagers. You're seeing parents. I mean, all the way up to elderly.
There's a big business in addiction, right? I mean, not just, off the books businesses, but like you mentioned earlier, mainstream media. I mean, you talk about youth getting involved. I mean, a lot of movies and song, music, it kind of romanticizes whether it's lean or Percocets or promethazine, whatever it is,
It's gotten big when Amazon makes movies about addiction. So now we've gotten up there, right? So
It's up there. Well, so you've been doing some great work here. How long have you been, how long has Carroll County Recovers been in business?
So it's 2021. Right now, so I do, that is kind of my job that I do on the side. That's when I keep And then during the week, I work at Coweta Force out in Noonan. So it's an addiction recovery support center.
Oh, man, that's awesome.
I mean, it's just, I just can't leave this world. It's just where I want to be. God has really called me here to see people through this. It's just, it's great. Like at Coweta Force, I get to see somebody walk in the struggle, and we begin working together on how can we help you get from here to where you're looking to be. And we get to support people in that. Like, what a great job. I get to just support people and be kind to people and do all I can to help them achieve their goals. It's amazing.
That's amazing. I mean, talk about, like, every day that addiction may have taken from you,
Oh, yeah.
You're getting it back at tenfold by getting to make an impact in these folks' lives.
Yeah.
So, well, kind of let's... If you will, kind of give us a concise, you know, minute and a half breakdown of what we're going to be talking about today. Tell us about what it is and who's putting it together. When's it going to be? Tell us the whole shebang.
You know, before we walked in here, I told y'all a great take. So I'm going to see if I can do it the same way. So the Georgia Recovery Bus Tour that is coming down to Carrollton. So it's exciting. We got a Carrollton stop this year. is put on by the DBHCD, which is the Department of Behavioral Health and Developmental Disabilities, and the Georgia Council for Recovery. They are actually going all over the state of Georgia, so Carrollton getting a stop is a big deal. so it will come, this year it is being hosted by the University of West Georgia, which I'm not an alma mater there, but I tried, is the best way I can put that. And so it is coming to this city to talk about the message of business and recovery. What's going well? What's not? What can be better? What conversation can we start having to promote it being better? And so it brings this massive bus. It's like a tour-sized bus. People will get to sign it and all these things. So we are encouraging people to come out and just be a part of the conversation. And if you're in recovery, if you're not in recovery, if you're a business owner, if you're a coworker, if you're a manager, whoever it wants to be. And this year we're getting a panel. So we have six panel members. We have a moderator, Jeff Breedlove, who's part of the Georgia Council for Recovery, is going to be moderating it. He's phenomenal. Kevin Tanner is coming to our stop. He is the commissioner of DBHDD. And so there's a lot of cool stuff I really think that's going to happen, and West Georgia has just been so kind to just say, hey, we want this. We want y'all here. We want to support this.
And the theme is business and recovery. Yeah. Tell us a bit about that.
So the whole kind of premise, right, is that in Carroll County in particular, we have a lot of really good businesses here. And I don't just mean like, you know, Southwire Tanner and the Chick-fil-A's, which, I mean, I love the Chick-fil-A's.
Yeah,
I had to
great.
Throw them in there. But it really, we have a lot of small businesses, medium-sized businesses. We have ones, when I think of this area too, we're looking in people just over the state line too. All these businesses, we want to start having the conversation around, what does it look like hiring people in recovery? What does it look like when somebody shows up at your door and they've got a history, whether it's criminal or not, whether it's just somebody's been using in the past or not, what does it look like to start having the conversation around giving those people chances? What does it look like when they show up and they're not turned away because of their background? Because what we've learned is that when people get better, there's a lot of really good hard workers who are in recovery who have really thrived in businesses here in Carrollton. thankfully, places were willing to give them some chances, but we want to start having the conversation with everybody. What does that look like to start giving those people chances here? So it's really going to be exciting. I think it looks very – last year we had just a huge celebration, which I was on this time, about this time last year, promoted. We had a big celebration last year, so it looks different. We're kind of being very intentional with the conversation. So it's going to be exciting.
Awesome. Well, time is 8:39. We're going to go and take our first commercial break. But when we come back, we'll continue our conversation with Dan Dixon with Carroll County Recovers as we chat more about the business and recovery seminar, the event moderated by Jeff Breedlove, brought to you by Georgia Recovers in Communities and the DBHDD. I can't rattle off those acronyms
great.
Like you do. Thank you.
You.
So, yeah, stick with us. Community Voice brought to you by Tanner Health System and Oak Mountain Academy.
Health is a journey. It's making better choices, even when it's not easy. It's taking care of yourself and the people you love. At Tanner Health System, we're there for you with every step, with primary care, heart care, cancer care, women's care, orthopedics, surgical services, and so much more. We're dedicated to helping you live and feel your best. So let's get on that journey to health. You've got places to be for many years to come. Find us at Tanner.org.
The AP Scholar Journey at Oak Mountain Academy is designed to provide students with a clearly defined advanced placement curriculum track to earn a series of distinctions upon graduation. This journey enables academically prepared students to pursue college-level studies throughout 17 AP courses in 5 subject categories while enrolled at OMA. I'm Patrick Uran, head of school, inviting you to journey with us on the mountain. For more information, visit us at oakmountain.us. Discover your journey at OMA. Prepare, explore, and achieve.
And we're back to Community Voice. I'm your host, Josh Engel. Today's guest is Dan Dixon with Carroll County Recovers. If you're just tuning in, we are live streaming on our WLBB Facebook page. So if you have any questions or comments for my man Dan, hop in there, throw them out, and I'd be happy to read them out to him. So again, we are chatting about the Business and Recovery Seminar coming up September 5th, 10 a.m. to noon at the University of West Georgia, brought to you by the DBHDD, as well as Georgia Recovers and Community. Dan is... over the Carroll County Recovers organization. So it's a, you know, natural partnership. If you want to tune into a bit more of his personal story, go back and check out the beginning of the episode in either the podcast form, which will be uploaded to this station's website, as well as graticcommunications.com after the program, or check out the live stream so you can see Dan's beautiful face.
Thank you.
I felt like we kind of look like Ken a little bit. You know what I mean?
You know, I am weirdly related to a ton of people here in Carrollton. So just know that. Just know that ahead of time.
Might be distant cousins.
The Maxwells are related to, it feels like, everybody. So
right
proud,
on.
Proud Maxwell, but yeah, we're everywhere.
Cool. So, well, let's jump into back into the event that we're talking about here. So you mentioned at the beginning of the program that this is in part being put together by the DBHDD, the Department of Behavioral Health and Developmental Disabilities. Is this an organization you've worked with before?
So this is actually like a state organization. So currently, if you think about it right now, like the DBHDD is a huge part of the grant funding for the state, right? So they do a fantastic job of making sure these small businesses that want to come up and some bigger that want to come up and help people and have a great mission and are trying to better their communities and trying to bridge the gap, right? So when we think about areas like in addiction or mental health or whatever, there are gaps out there. There's unserved people that need help. And DBHDD does a great job of providing the funding and the leadership and the guidance to make sure those gaps get filled, because everyone deserves to have a chance. And so we really want to thank them. If I can look at them, maybe they're looking, maybe they're not. But we want to thank them because they have just done a fantastic, like this bus tour coming around again. I mean, it's just so big to, when you think about the message of recovery and where it's been for the last 20 years, again, you described it so well earlier. We always think of addiction and anything involved in recovery as that guy just on the sidewalk. And DBHDD and the Georgia Council for Recovery have done such a good job of trying to break that stigma. Jeff Breedlove, who's coming to moderate, he is huge in our state house, trying to make sure to push policies and things to help people have chances to get better. And that's, I mean, it's just something that they do well.
And I mean, you know, and it's the Department of Behavioral Health and Developmental Disabilities. So, I mean, that's right. A pretty big umbrella. My younger brother has autism.
Okay.
So if he wanted to potentially, you know, at most what he would want to do is get a job and be a contributing member of society. This organization liaisons with businesses and with organizations and families to try to help make that happen. So not just individuals with developmental disabilities, but I imagine, you know, other emotional disorders or in this case, substance abuse.
Yeah, there's a lot that falls under that umbrella for sure. And again, they do such a fantastic job of serving those communities and those businesses.
So the theme is business and recovery. So in your experience, I mean, you have, I know that you do, you work in Noonan there with a recovery outfit, with a recovery organization, and then you have your own company working to help assist individuals, the wanting to seek recovery from substance abuse. In your experience, are what's it like on the streets as far as businesses, you know, hiring people, giving them a second chance?
I think it varies, right? So I think Carrollton and Carroll County in general has gotten better. But I also know, like, there were times it was not easy, right? And it, when I – so let me go into a bit of mine. So not only did I have this massive addiction, I also had a terrible work history. And that was because I was sick, right? That was because I just – I didn't want to get better. I was fine leaving work at 4 hours early, right? I didn't understand a lot of the stuff surrounding why I was needed there for the next 4 hours. I was like, whatever, dude, they got it.
Yeah, they got it.
But the reality is that there's still a lot of stigma and struggles around people with backgrounds, people with, this mindset that really have a hard time getting back in. And really, because it's just such a difficult process sometimes. Some people, it takes weeks, months to, well, I mean, if you think about how we exist in the world, you can't go weeks and months without a job. We need those jobs. And it's the way I kind of learned it when I got in. I remember telling people, like, hey, what's the work that nobody wants to do? That's how I was in that hustle phase of my life. I was starting to get better. I remember I was working like three jobs here in care. I was working at a church. I was working at a Starbucks. I was working for UPS. And like I said, I'll do whatever the jobs are. I don't care what they are. I just want to get involved. I want to work. I want to work hard. And I was willing to do it. But that's not everybody. I didn't have a kid. I didn't have a family. I mean, I had my parents, but I didn't have somebody who was waiting on that money to come in. And I think the more we can start looking at the message of, do we have to make it so hard for people? Does it have to be so difficult for someone to come in and say, hey, yes, I've got this background, but I'm willing to do the work. I'm willing to work my tail off to help this company get better, to help benefit myself. And I think it's a good opportunity to come and start having that conversation at this bus tour.
And it's not, I imagine it's not easy for someone to say that, like something they've been through to be like, listen, I have an issue that I'm working on and I want to better myself.
Yeah. Most people don't. I mean, there is a ton of, when we think about addiction, it involves a ton of shame and guilt,
which doesn't help anything.
And who wants to come in and say, hi, my name's Dan. I have a super shameful past and I'm guilty of a lot of issues in my life.
That should be, something that business owners in the area that may be tuning in, that's something we need to remember.
Yeah.
They don't do that. It's not easy to do that. So if they come into you and say that, they want to make a change.
Yeah. And so, you know, I'm appreciative, like at Cal Weta Force, I appreciate that one of the requirements to work there is that you have to be in recovery for at least 2 years. It's a requirement to work there. And then we work on getting certifications and the education to continue to blossom and grow that organization. But I just know from my history and the people, I mean, this is not just me, you know, this is not just Dan in Carroll County. I just got back from a conference last week. This movement is happening statewide. People are getting together across the state. They're building these communities to give people chances to get better. And to continue, again, to break that stigma and that cycle of addiction.
So at this event, Georgia Recovers and Community, the business and recovery event, it's going to be at West Georgia on September 5th. You mentioned that this is the Georgia Recovers bus.
Yeah.
And it's actually doing a tour across the state of Georgia, and it's going to stop and have a showing at, you know, with Carroll County Recovers, and it's going to be at this event. So it says that they're going to be giving out some items. Can you talk a bit about the bus and a bit about what they're going to be giving out?
So the bus is, again, it's this tour bus size. They've got it painted. You can check it out. It's actually Georgia Recovers Bus Tour on Facebook. They've got a huge Facebook page, and you can take a picture of the bus. You can go look on Facebook. I think it's been shared. If not, it may be shared here. It may be shared in some other areas on social media. And so you'll get a chance to sign the bus again, whether you're in recovery or not. Maybe you've lost somebody, maybe you haven't. It doesn't matter. We want to be able to just, again, bring people to the conversation and bring people the awareness about recovery. And they're also doing this year across the state, again, they're bringing these opioid aid kits. They're giving out like thousands of them. So these are with Narcan, reversal kits, directions, gloves, mouth guards. I mean, it's got the works in there. They did a really good job last year of making sure they got inside really big public buildings. This year, they're making sure they get around to some other ones. And so, I mean, they're really trying to just give people the chance to get better. And I know, and people can have whatever feeling they want about Narcan. It saves lives. That's the way I get to view it. It saved my life. I'm here today because Narcan saved my life. And so who knows, if people would have said, ooh, we don't do Narcan, that's not the thing, I wouldn't be sitting here having this great conversation with this cool mug.
Absolutely. You know? The positivity that you're bringing back. I mean, tenfold. Whatever you experience, you're bringing it back.
And so they're
going
to be giving those out, and there will have some vendors there too. So people who just have more information about their programs, their local areas, we're doing our best to keep, you know, people in Carroll County involved in these vendors. So they'll have more information about their program and what they do as well.
Time is 8:51. We'll go ahead and take our last commercial break real quick. But when we come back, we'll wrap up our conversation with Dan Dixon with Carroll County Recovers as we chat about the Georgia Recovers in Communities Business and Recovery event coming up September 5th, 10 a.m. at the University of West Georgia. Community Voice brought to you by Tanner Health System and Oak Mountain Academy.
Health is a journey. It's making better choices, even when it's not easy. It's taking care of yourself and the people you love. At Tanner Health System, we're there for you with every step, with primary care, heart care, cancer care, women's care, orthopedics, surgical services, and so much more. We're dedicated to helping you live and feel your best. So let's get on that journey to health. You've got places to be for many years to come. Find us at Tanner.org.
The customized academic scholar journey at Oak Mountain Academy is individually designed to provide students with a personalized, clearly defined academic track that earns the student a series of distinctions upon graduation. This journey enables academically driven students to pursue a focused, rigorous course of study personalized to their wants and desires. I'm Patrick Uran, head of school, inviting you to journey with us on the mountain. For more information, visit us at oakmountain.us. Discover your journey at OMA. Prepare, explore, and achieve.
And we're back to Community Voice. Today's Thursday, August 8th. I'm your host, Josh Engel, and we are having a great conversation with Dan Dixon with Carroll County Recovers as we chat about the upcoming Georgia Recovers in Communities bus tour and the Business and Recovery Seminar coming to the University of West Georgia on September 5th. Let's jump back into it here. We probably have about 7.5 minutes. So in addition to the bus, the tricked out tour bus, Georgia Recovers in Communities bus showing up, handing out thousands of opioid reversal kits. What an amazing thing to give to folks in the community, students who might know, have roommates or friends who have addiction, substance abuse issues. They'll have that in case something bad happens, and maybe that will help start their life onto a better path. Let's chat about the panel. Who can folks expect to see speaking at this panel?
We have to continue to narrow it down. We've got some names and some organizations that have been very interested and very open to like saying yes. So I know like Ray Lynn is looking. I hope I say it's Ray Lynn or Rollin.
Ray Lynn.
Okay, I've said it right then. Everyone kept trying to correct me.
Shout out to Ben Garrett.
We've got Lily Lopez is one we've looked at. She's been very interested and open to the conversation. What restaurant is she not involved in where it hasn't been successful and phenomenal? Lindy Blunt, he is the owner founder at Triscapes. Triscapes does a good job with landscaping for commercial businesses in this area. And then one of my dear friends, Paula Gresham, who's, I don't know, a huge director at Willowbrook. She's done a phenomenal job. And she's worked in this field forever and ever and ever. And then the Georgia Council for Recovery will have a seat on there. So I'm not sure who they've got coming to be on that just yet. And then somebody from our committee group is going to be on there. I'm not sure who that's going to be either. But I just know we wanted to do a good job of getting a variety. So we went construction, we went, you know, landscaping, we went the restaurant industry, and we went the addiction recovery industry. And we wanted to just kind of get a variety of areas where people do struggle. You know, they do have an industry where the people that work in it have those types of struggles. And we wanted to begin having that conversation with them too.
Excellent. Well, let's talk about who's invited. I mean, and is there a cost to come to this event? I mean, because you mentioned,
great,
you know, there'll be some snacks. You got the tour bus. I mean, Does it cost anything to get in here?
I should do the $1 million with my pinky up, but I don't think that will work. It's all free. So that's like, it is free 99, right? So that's my favorite phrase. We will have some snacks. I mean, don't come there ready to chow down. That's not what this event really is focused on. So we'll have some snacks, some drinks, waters. So I mean, it's totally free to the community. It's in the morning, so it's kind of a funky time, from 10 to 12, but come be a part of the conversation and get your workers there. Have a day, have a couple of hours to come have the conversation. And you ask the question, who's invited? Everyone. That's another great kind of way to put that, is that we want to invite everyone. We want, whether you're a founder, owner, CEO, you work the cash register, you stock the shelves. I don't care. If you are there or you're in this community, come be a part of the conversation, because having that conversation sparks other conversations behind that. And so that's what we want to do, is continue to impact this community in a positive way for recovery.
And start that conversation with business owners. Maybe it's time to reevaluate. Giving folks second chances, folks that have had struggles with substance abuse and have overcome it.
Yes.
And like you, 12 years sober, I mean, you work super hard.
People
need to realize that that just because someone had something they dealt with in the past, that doesn't mean that they can't turn things around and have a great impact in the world. So this is all in honor, of course, of September being National Recovery Month, and the event is on September 5th. But something is happening on August 22nd. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so Michelle Morgan, Madam Chairwoman, she is – anytime I've asked for something, Michelle says, hey, absolutely, I'd love to help. So they're doing a proclamation reading, which is just phenomenal. I literally just sent them like a basic – skeleton thing, and she wrote this beautiful thing up, her team worked together on that. So August 22nd, the Carroll County Commissioners meeting, which it got moved up from September, they're going to read that for us. And then her and Betty will read a proclamation at our event. So Betty is Mayor Betty, I have to do
Betty
a better
Kaysen,
job
yeah.
at that. Mayor Betty Kaysen have both committed to come and reading a proclamation at this event too.
Excellent. Well, we only have 2 minutes left. One more time, give folks at home a quick elevator speech about what's going down on September 5th.
Yeah, so September 5th at the University of West Georgia from 10 to 2 or 10 to 12, we are having the Georgia Recovers bus tour. We'll have a landing spot here in Carrollton. So come join us at the University of West Georgia to have a conversation around promoting the message of recovery and business and what that looks like in this community, what has been working well, what hasn't, and what could be better. We just want to, again, promote a positive message that people can and do get better, and we do stay well as well. So come and be a part of this conversation. I think it's going to be awesome.
It's going to be awesome. Well, Dan, we're pretty much out of time here. Where can folks learn more and keep up to speed with everything that Carroll County Recovers is working on and beyond?
So Facebook is probably my best spot. So Carroll County Recovers on Facebook. And then check out the Georgia Recovers bus tour. Again, that's going to have a lot of the information you can find. And we'll just continue to share more and more stuff. So and I think the city menu also is another good spot to find it as well.
Excellent. Awesome. Yep. Well, Dan, you the man. Thank you so much for everything you do.
That.
And thank you to everyone who tuned in at home. Share this video. Let folks know so we can have a big show of support at the Georgia Recovers and Communities Business and Recovery event September 5th from 10 a.m. to noon. Again, thank you, Dan.
Thank you.
And thank you to everyone tuning in. We'll see you next time.